My name is Michelle O'Leary and I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another Project. The date is 23rd of August 2009 and the time is now 9:34 a.m. Could you tell me your name, your age and where you come from, please?
I'm Andrew Maitland-Southern, I'm 32. I originally come from Manchester, Salford, but now I'm living in sunny Camberwell.
How are you feeling?
Good, good, really good.
When did you know that you were going to be taking part in this project?
About 45 minutes ago. Well, I did register a couple months ago, but I didn't make the first cut.
Why did you want to take part initially? Can you remember?
I guess kind of fun. I just thought it would be interesting. Just go for it, and then if it comes up, let it be kind of quite spontaneous. Just like this morning, I was just racking my brain. Not really racking my brain on the bus, but just on the bus, thinking, what will I do? And I know what I'm going to do now, and it was quite a simple thing, and it's something I've been doing anyway. So even though it's kind of a little rushed and last minute, it's just perfect. It's just, you know, it's worked out as it kind of should, you might say.
And what are you going to do with your hour on the plane?
I'm going to do a laughing meditation for 1 hour.
Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Well, it's something I've done a few times with different people. And recently I led a group in Spain of just a laughing meditation. So basically, just get everyone to kind of calm, relax, and then I'm the engine and I push it. So I will start the laughter, I will start laughing myself and just build and build the laughter. And then people will feed off me. And then once there's a kind of group dynamic going, people will bounce off each other. And then the idea is just everybody is rolling around in genuine laughter. So it starts off false, it starts off fake. But once a certain kind of critical mass and energy builds up, it's a genuine laughter. So on the plinth, I know I don't have a group, but people might be watching online. So I'll just give a little brief explanation of laughing meditation. I mean, I will just be the mad bloke on the plinth. I'll just laugh. I will laugh for an hour. That's what I'm going to do. So I don't need any props. So the yoga mat is just to stop me injuring myself. And the water is, you know, just to keep me hydrated.
How did you first get involved with laughter meditation?
It wasn't really something I got involved with. I did a few yoga classes a few years ago, and I think certain yoga traditions, they do it's kind of very small. Also, actually, I guess in India they do quite big ones, but the ones I went to in Nottingham, they did small laughing meditations at the end, and it would just be a few belly laughs and that would be it. But I would always do the biggest, a kind of big kind of crazy belly laugh, and everyone always seemed to quite enjoy my laugh. Everyone else was a kind of a bit of a titter and a bit of a, so I just kind of went for it. And then a few times they would say to me, can you laugh? So, you know, to get everybody else laughing. So I just kind of, just running from that really, just picking up that it was something I was doing anyway. And people seemed to enjoy it and appreciate it. And then in Spain recently, at a festival called Nowhere, I thought, I'm going to lead a group. And we went for about two and a half hours, just solid laughing.
How did it feel?
It was great. It is a meditation. It's a release. It's giving up control, surrendering control. Because you push and push and push. You're building an energy at the start. But once it really kicks in, and if you allow it, if you allow yourself to keep on running, it is that surrender of control. Because you just run with the laughter. You run with your body. And you're not trying to control it anymore. Because I think people will go into it thinking, half an hour, 20 minutes, an hour, and then I'm done and I'll leave. But if you really go into the space, you can just go on. You'll go in as long as your body wants to go in, as long as the energy is there. And for me, if there's any point where I think, should I carry on, should I stop? I keep on going. When the choice is still there for me, I'll keep on going. And I'll only stop when there is no decision. It's just my body. Yeah, now it's just a natural time. I'll burn off whatever energy is inside me, whatever kind of laughter, whatever needs to be released. Because I think you can release a lot of pain and agony. It's a release, so you're laughing, but it's a big, big release. When you laugh at tragedy, you laugh at all sorts of things. So it's a release. So I mean, obviously on the plinth, someone will give me a nudge and I'll stop with, you know, by the hour. But you would go and just laugh and laugh and laugh. And it's something I want to run here in London, start to do. But it's that release and giving up control.
Do you think people will find that difficult if they've never done it before?
Yeah, I guess most people would come into it thinking, I guess the idea of laughter as a meditation might seem alien to an extent to certain people. And just in the sense of what can laughter really do? Is this really a serious thing? Because it seems so silly. But I think if people at least are prepared to laugh and just experience it. So people might just come in for 20 minutes and back off. But if they see what the rest of the group is doing and how it's working, getting out of their expectation, then they might be inclined to come again another time to run with it on a deeper level. I think it's something you can only really do, you can't really explain. Because I could explain for an hour even now how it works and what it is, but I think just doing it, it's like trying to explain sex or something. It's just, you need to experience it and try to experience the giving up control and just being in your body and not knowing quite where it's going to take you. And riding the wave, you could have high moments of really intense laughter, and then it could have, you know, the wave will come down and just very kind of quiet and just running. So it's a, I mean, I guess with any good meditation, in a way, it's almost a little condensed microcosm of life, of just being in the moment, being in the space and riding with it, and not, so you might have a sense of where you're going, but you're not controlling it. You're trusting the energy that's flowing through you, and you're trusting the environment. Yeah.
I think you said you lived in Salford before.
Salford.
What
Manchester.
Why did you move down to London?
Well, that's where I'm originally from, and I've lived around the last few years at uni, and then with a girlfriend I lived in Germany, then Nottingham. So the thing that prompted me to move down to London was really a breakup. I broke up with a long relationship in November when I was in Nottingham, so I went back to my parents' home. But really, in terms of coming to London, it was kind of the obvious place for me to come, because I'm a filmmaker, I'm a writer, and with the kind of meditation that I want to do and start to develop, it's just the obvious place, really. It's the obvious place for so many things for me to plug into. And it's been great for those reasons. And just doing this morning, you know, I guess this is the only place in the country where these last minute spontaneous things can happen. And I could, yeah, just do the things I want to do, plug into the people, the activities, the energy, and just keep on growing. So it's definitely the best place for me to grow in the country. Or, well, just for now, it's for now, this is the absolute best space for me to be in.
Can you tell me a bit about your work?
Well, I work in a nursery as well. I work in a nursery with children. So for quite a few years, I've done, I guess, social work, either kids or homeless or counselling. Because I had done office call centres before, and I just thought, well, if I'm going to have a day job, you might say, I'll have a day job I care about. So now I'm working in a nursery, and then you might say around that, I'm developing a feature film script, I'm developing a short film, and I'm working to start setting up some laughing meditation groups. So I've kind of got quite a few different things going, and really, the idea is with everything is to really be self-employed. So even though the nursery is the kind of predominantly most of my day right now, to be able to mix it much more. So, because I'd always want to do some kind of social work. So, you know, maybe some part-time social or voluntary social, mixing with some film, some kind of meditation work. But just have different strands, because I just feel for me, that's the best way I work, to be kind of mechanized in the 9-to-5, you might say. Just doing the same thing day in, day out doesn't work. I enjoy the nursery, but not all day, every day.
And what's your approach to filmmaking?
It's basically become a meditation, without sounding kind of too grand about it. It's, in terms of writing, if you know, rather than me being the creator and it's all about me, plugging into something, like with an energy, with a meditation. So, I might have some kind of different ideas and draw them together, and then let it evolve. It's something I'm discovering, and it has its own life, and to plug into it. So I guess that kind of streaming almost, that sense of streaming, kind of going into a bit of a meditative state, And by that, all I mean is when before I write, I might sit down for a few minutes or lie down for a few minutes, just really just try and kind of calm and relax and just go into it kind of clear and then connect to the energy, the idea of the script, and then let those characters tell me the story. And so like life, in life you have your plan for what you want to do, but it's often what happens is quite different. You might kind of get where you wanted to, but in a different way. And more with my writing, it's that sense of I basically know where I want them to go or where I'm steering them, but then the characters might do something quite different and surprise me. And that's been really nice, because then it feels the characters are really real when the characters are doing things. And I think, oh yeah, that really works, and that's what they would do. And so I run with that rather than try and pull it back to what I thought was going to happen. So again, it's that kind of microcosm of life. So for me, it's almost that in the shamanic tradition, the healer is the storyteller. And it's very much, storytelling is, you have an audience and it's releasing emotion. People will cry, people will laugh, and they're releasing emotions, like catharsis. And so for me, storytelling, filmmaking, it is a meditation, because if people come into an audience and watch something, and if they're inspired, or if they laugh and release whatever it is, or cry, and they come out changed in a changed state, in the same way they would in a meditation. Most people would never think of it as a meditation at all, but in a way, everything is a meditation. It's how you approach it. So it's really life. It's all that kind of being in the moment, running with the energy, feeling, experiencing. It's that connectedness of everything. It's that moment. It's.
Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to say? Do you have any reservations about it?
No, I'm really up for it. I just feel it's just worked out really nicely. Just got the call this morning, jumped on the bus. And I think to do this laughing meditation is just the perfect thing, really. And so in a way, I hope the best thing that could come out of this is, I guess people will hear the interview. People will actually maybe see what I do on the plinth. And then when I do advertise, or when I start to promote the laughing meditation, people might have seen it or connect to it a bit more and have more of a sense, and it will just help build that. So that would be great. I think that's the best thing that can come out of this. So the laughing meditation group, when I start properly, will, you know, this is just something else people can plug into and see. And it's, you know, I've done it here. I did it on the fourth plate. But not in it, you know. And I kind of
have you got a website for it yet?
No, it's all very, very new. It's all just developing, it's growing. So I don't have a big plaque to say, this is my web page. But I guess later on there'll be some kind of link maybe somewhere. So when I do have a page,
people can find it.
So yeah, I'm just really looking forward to getting up and just having a laugh, basically.
Great, thank you very much.